I put it off.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because it's already been logged and it's showing under those other numbers, there's nothing that can happen until the time the 24 hours is up.
Like, have you spoken to anyone?
Yeah, I have. I've spoken to, I rang at two numbers and the same answer is exactly the same. Nobody can do anything till they answer, they get those logs and go from there.
Like they said that you have to talk to the fraud department first and they can
able
to do that?
It's already been logged. It can't be, I can't talk to the fraud department again until it's resolved with these other calls and we've done today.
I couldn't get that. It's already been logged, means?
It's already been logged, so they won't let me talk to the fraud department or do any more logging until this is until this is looked at.
Like the fraud department will contact
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, well, try to the fraud department, and they haven't come back to me. And until they come back to me and it takes that hold of it, then we can try again.
Okay, they will gonna get back to you. And did you ask them that how much time it will take?
I said to them, I wanna speak to somebody from there. And they said, well, we can't do anything till they look at they clear the paperwork and then they'll come back to you.
They will gonna clear the paperwork. Who will
yeah,
wanna
clear the paperwork? But they can't give me a time limit because they've been not been answering their calls. In the fraud department, they haven't been answering any calls.
So they told you that they were gonna get back to you today or after some time?
No, they said they'll get back to. Well, I was hoping it would be today, and they didn't really specify because I don't know. They'll get back to me as soon as they possibly can.
But you see that every time you won't be available, so that's the main trouble.
What was that?
I said that every time you won't be available, so that is the main problem. Because
well, Peter,
if
I can't do anything about that. I have
yeah,
to work.
Yes, right. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you, that it's your problem. But, I'm telling you that... if they won't get back to you today, and suppose if they will gonna get back to you tomorrow, and that time you can't able to receive that call, and like it won't be do anything. So
I can't get. Look, I'm not going to work until 2:30, so I can do it up until 2:30.
Okay, then you do one thing. You take that mobile phone with you all the time for now. Because if they will gonna get back to you any moment, you can talk to them.
I never put my mobile down. It's with me all the time.
Okay, then if once you call them up, they say that you can't able to speak to the fraud department again because your details has been forwarded to them. They will gonna get back to you. That's what they told you.
Yeah, I said to them, can I speak to the fraud department? They said, look, there's already stuff in there. You can't do it yet until it's cleared.
Okay, they have created a issue about it. Okay, not an issue. Now maybe we'll receive that call today. I don't know that why they are not available. They should be available all the time. And
yes.
It's the working hour. It's not been too late that you have been tried to contact it to them. Like it's the normal working hour. They should be available on that time. I don't know like why they are not available. All right. Once you receive that call, you need to talk to them and tell them the proper things. They would gonna ask you about the account number, the SWIFT code and all the details. You need to talk to them confidently and tell them that you can't wait for too many days because if the property will gonna cost me around 150,000 or 200,000. So I am decided I will gonna send this money as a part wise. So that's what I have done. I have made a transfer of 49,800. And after that, I can be make more transaction after that. So please authorize the transaction. I can't wait for too long. It's been already 6 days.
Yeah. But because they've got this strict rule that it's 7 days, that's what I think the problem is too.
No, that's not the problem. They have put your money on hold, because if someone from the HSBC will make any transaction to that account, it will take only 1 day. Okay. So, as because your fraud department, they have put your money on hold. So, they haven't authorized the transaction. They should have told you that they have just put your money on hold and they need the authorization. That's what I have told you before. Do you remember that? Call them up and ask them that if the money is on hold or not. Because if the money is on hold, tell them to authorize it. And that time they said that it has been gone through from your account and it will gonna get back to them within 7 days. But they have just put on a hold on it. After, until or unless you speak to the higher authority, to the fraud department, they won't authorize the transaction. That is what has been happened over here. So you need to speak to them first, then they will want to authorize the transaction then. All right, if you receive any call...
It's not my fault.
No, I'm not frustrating. I'm just not getting anywhere that you have tried your level best, you have called them up for so many times, but why they are not available on this working time? There is not one or two people are working. There are lots of people are working for the fraud department. This is how they work. I don't believe this. Okay, another issue, Anne. You have tried your best. And I really appreciate your patience, that whatever you're doing for me, for us. Once you receive the call, talk to them and please tell them to authorize the transaction. It's already been 6 days.
Yeah, I will. I've got it all written down. So as soon as, when I get a call, that's the first thing I'll say. So do they normally put these transactions on hold? Is that something which only some people are not able?
I'm sorry?
Do they normally put them these transactions on hold, or what do they do it to everybody or what very rarely
they'll put you on hold, because HSBC is a global account and they have a good hold on the society. So like if someone will make any transaction from Australia to Thailand, it will take normally 1 business day to deliver. But in your case, maybe they have put him on a hold. So until or unless I speak to them, they won't authorize the transaction. But they should have told you that it is on hold.
There's been nothing for nobody.
If they told you that it is on hold, then we get to know about the status. Then we can able to. Then I can able to guide you that you have to do this or you have to do that. But they hasn't told you. That's what we are stuck over here, that it's been 6 days, they hasn't give you any updates about it. All right, not a problem. They said that they will gonna get back to you. So if they will gonna get back to you today, it is well and good. And if they won't get back to you, I will gonna get back to you tomorrow in the morning about 10 o'clock. And you need to call them again and ask them that.
Do you want me to call them about 9?
About 9:30 to 10 o'clock in between. You call them up, then I can get back to you after 10:30 or 11. Then.
Okay.
If you don't receive any calls today, then you have to call them up again and just tell them, shout on them and just being rude to them, because you see that it is very frustrating. Tell them that it is very frustrating that I have to call you guys every day and ask for this. It's been 7 days. What is wrong with you? I don't understand why you guys are putting me on hold. And I have speaking to the previous executives. They told me that it has been gone through. Now you are telling me it is on hold. What is wrong with you guys?
Well, they told us it was through, didn't they?
Yeah, they said to you before that it has been gone through, but they have putting you on a hold. So because it is not the fraud department, they don't know much about it. Because whenever you call them up, to the customer service, they can able to check the status of the online transaction because the money has been deducted from your account. So according to that, they have told you, they have instruct you that yes, the money has been gone through. But they are not the fraud department. So you have to speak to the fraud department. If the they have putting you on a hold, basically, definitely, they will gonna putting you on a hold. Or if they won't putting you on a hold, then the money has been gone through till the time. And we could have make 3 transactions within 7 days. But they hasn't approved the transaction. So that is the reason why it has been stuck over there. It's already been 4 o'clock. I don't think that they will want to get back to you today. If today they will not get back to you, you call them up straight away in the morning and tell them that it is going on and on. Please let me talk to the higher authority or else I have to. What do you have to do? I don't know.
I have to get it to prove that.
Need to tell them rudely tomorrow then if you...
I'm not a rude person, unfortunately. All right, I'll do my best. Can't promise anything, but I will do my best. Okay.
All right, then. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.